I'm Hub Arkush, Mike Wilkening alongside. Associate Editor Dan Parr joins us as we continue with more NFL Way We Hear It on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. And Dan, again, covers several divisions, including the NFC South. And apparently the New Orleans Saints at least got one of their big problems out of the way. Defensive end Will Smith, very unhappy with his deal, has agreed to a new six-year, $70 million contract extension, apparently $26 million guaranteed, now the third highest paid defensive end in football. And Dan, I assume that's good news in New Orleans.
Absolutely, Hub. Smith had been jockeying kind of for a new contract all offseason. He didn't attend the voluntary workouts earlier on, but he did go to the mandatory minicamp on May 30th. He's coming off a career low in sacks, only had 7 last year, but he had 10.5 in the season prior in 06 and received a Pro Bowl nod. This is becoming a pretty big trend for the Saints. They like to keep their core of players intact. You know, they re-signed Charles Grant to a mega deal the offseason before. Deuce McAllister is still around. Mark Cimino, Brian Young, David Patton, Devery Henderson all were re-signed this offseason. So they like to keep their core intact, and Will Smith is the biggest piece of that core.
You know, I've got to ask you the story in Tampa Bay. It seems like John Gruden has been dangling Chris Sims forever. You know, they've been trying to get rid of him. Now we don't know what's going to happen. People a little bit surprised when Bruce Gradkowski was released the other day. He wasn't available long. But now Sims is still there, but there's still 4 other quarterbacks in Tampa. Sims wants out. What's going to happen next?
Well, I think we're going to see something happen here with Chris Sims in the near future. They're not going to be able to tolerate these statements forever. He's going out now. He's taking matters into his own hands, really. Saying, you know, he feels like he's been held hostage in Tampa, a bit of an extreme description of the situation, but he has been mistreated. John Gruden basically has treated him the same way he's treated Jake Plummer, as kind of a ghost, ghost quarterback on the roster. He's off to the side as far as the depth chart goes. There are 4 guys ahead of him. Sims is not really in the mix, although he is. He says he's ready to compete. He's ready physically. He's healed. He's completely recovered from the spleen, emergency spleen removal he had to undergo early in the 2006 season, which you know, was part of the reason why he missed out of all of 07. Gruden put him on IR. It's really an ugly situation there. Tampa Bay listened to some trade offers over draft weekend, didn't get an offer they liked for Sims, and now he'd like to be released immediately.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, Dan, because clearly Jeff Garcia, if he's healthy enough, is going to be number one. This Josh Johnson kid they drafted looks just like Jeff Garcia, maybe the guy for the future. But they go out and give up a 5th-round draft choice to get Brian Griese back from the Chicago Bears, who Sims had outperformed and really, you know, was the better quarterback when the two of them were in Tampa and he was healthy. And you do have to wonder if this ain't personal between Gruden and Sims.
I think it's definitely come to that. You have Luke McCown, who was a pretty serviceable backup, but they went out and got even more, you know, protection with Greasy. Gruden prefers veterans. He likes guys, you know, he can work with, and he knows that Greasy's that type of guy, and he's fallen out of favor completely as far as Sims goes. So he is playing a little bit of favorites, I would say. He's got his guys he likes, and once you're in the doghouse, it's pretty hard to get out when it comes to Gruden.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Now, Wilkie, I'm going to give you a chance to editorialize for 30 seconds or so in a minute, but I've got to report the story in Chicago where Cedric Benson is a former Chicago Bear. The number 4 overall pick in the 2005 draft, 3 terribly disappointing seasons in Chicago, charged with boating while intoxicated and resisting arrest about 6 weeks ago, charged by the Lower Colorado River Authority in Texas, where he keeps his off-season home, comes to Chicago, attends mandatory minicamp, voluntary workouts, claims that he's innocent, didn't do anything wrong, he's going to do better, and last Saturday night charged with driving under the influence, actually late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. On Monday, the Chicago Bears release Benson. Mike, this is a kid who everybody knew came with these kind of questions coming out of Texas. A lot of teams weren't interested. The Bears used the number 4 overall pick. He's now part of the legacy of Rashan Salaam, Curtis Enos, Cedric Benson. This is an embarrassment for the Chicago Bears front office.
Certainly. And, you know, again, not a great history with the Bears and first-round running backs. You'd think maybe they'll stay away from that. Certainly they went in round 2 and found a back they hope can be their back of the future in Matt Forte. But, you know, Cedric Benson, with him, it seemed like he lacked a sense of accountability and good judgment. When you look at these last 2 incidents, his performance was not up to par. this was an easy decision for the Chicago Bears, and certainly you know they'd like to have the decision they made 3 years ago back.
Well, and their worst nightmare is he's going to get a chance somewhere else. If he turns out to be the player they thought he could be, then you really got to wonder about what's going on in Chicago. Or does he fail? Well, we'll find out in the next couple of years.